The need for housing is still a huge issue for military families at Tyndall Air Force Base in the Panhandle after it was devastated by Hurricane Michael last fall. As WUSF's Stephanie Colombini reports, a base engineer talked about the problem at a military summit yesterday hosted by the Florida Chamber Foundation.
Lieutenant Colonel Mike Askegrin, a civil engineer at Tyndall, says many airmen are living in the permanent dorms that survived the storm. He says no one is sleeping in tents like they were the first few months after the damage occurred. Askegrin says this housing is allowing airmen to keep working, but when it comes to finding a place for their families, it's much more challenging.
We had 867 housing units on base prior to the storm. We have zero right now. So all those people had to find a place to live, myself included. I lost my house in the storm.
Askegrin says it's hard to find homes off the base that they can afford with their military housing allowance. Rebuilding family housing is part of an estimated $3 billion plan to restore Tyndall. Stephanie Colombini, WUSF 89.7 News.